The 401k Tax Time Bomb and What to Do About It by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. The David McKnight Thesis. Every deferred dollar is a future tax liability at an unknown rate. Every dollar sitting in your 401k right now is not fully yours. The government has a claim on it, and nobody knows how big that claim will be when you retire. That is the 401k tax problem in one sentence. The fix is not to abandon tax-deferred accounts, but to hedge them with a tax-free vehicle that earns while you hold it and distributes without touching your tax bracket. Why the tax bomb actually scares financial planners. The core idea comes from David McKnight's work on what he calls the tax bomb. Here is the stripped-down version. You contribute pre-tax dollars today, they grow tax-deferred, and you pay ordinary income tax on every withdrawal in retirement. The bet you are making is that your tax rate will be lower when you retire than it is now. That was a reasonable bet in 1985. It is a riskier one today, with federal debt at levels that historically precede tax increases. If rates go up, every dollar you deferred costs you more than you saved. You do not find out until you are already retired. Here is what most advisors do not tell you. The tax-free alternative most people think of, the Roth IRA, has income limits, contribution limits, and no cash value leverage. It is a good tool with a small toolbox. A properly structured IUL has no contribution limits by IRS income, grows with index-linked crediting, and lets you pull income as a policy loan that never shows up on your 1040. How the IUL tax hedge actually works. The mechanics matter because they separate a real strategy from a sales pitch. A bank-like policy earns based on an index like the S&P 500 up to a cap rate, with a zero floor protecting you from market losses. Historically, real-world crediting has run in the 6 to 8% range depending on which index and which policy period you look at. You pay no tax on that growth. When you need income in retirement, you borrow against the cash value instead of withdrawing from it. The loan is not taxable income. The cash value still earns inside the policy while the loan is outstanding. That is what the financial planning world calls double dipping, and it is legal, documented, and the way this asset class was designed to work. The policy loan costs roughly 4 to 5% on average, depending on the carrier you work with. The cash value historically earns 6 to 8%. The loan turns into an asset instead of a liability, because you are earning more on the collateral than you are paying to borrow against it. That spread is the engine. Compare that to a 401k distribution. You pull $80,000, your software puts it on your tax return as ordinary income, and depending on your bracket and state, you net somewhere south of $60,000. There is no spread there. There is just shrinkage. IUL versus whole life, index funds, and the Roth IRA. This is where people get confused. So let's be direct about what BankLite is and is not. If you want a deeper breakdown of IUL versus whole life, that comparison is covered here. The short version, whole life IBC has negative arbitrage on policy loans. You borrow at 5%, and earn 3%. In a BankLite IUL, the loan earns more than it costs, which flips the math entirely. Versus index funds, you are comparing the wrong things if you compare balances. A $500,000 IUL producing tax-free income can outperform a $1 million 401k with taxable distributions once you account for the tax drag on every dollar coming out. And index funds do not let you borrow against them while the money keeps compounding. Versus a Roth IRA. The Roth is great, and you should have one if you qualify. BankLite is the and not or, not the instead of. The Roth handles your contribution limited bucket. BankLite handles the overflow, the store of liquidity you move through before it goes into any other vehicle. The buy term invest the rest crowd, which Dave Ramsey leads loudly, is not wrong that a bad IUL destroys wealth. They are wrong that the product is the problem. The agent who builds a death benefit heavy design when the client needs cash value is the problem. The carrier fills the prescription the agent writes. If the prescription is wrong, that is a doctor problem, not a pharmacist problem. Receipts, what proper structure changes? Here is the difference structure makes, using numbers from within the industry's own comparisons. Structure approach cash value at year 30 monthly income potential minimum death benefit, BankLite method, max funded, least insurance higher by six figures significantly higher target premium, commission optimized, standard illustration setup lower. The gap runs into the hundreds of thousands over a 30-year hold. The agent who builds target premium earns more in year one. The client pays for it every year after that. Before you sign any IUL application, check these. Is the death benefit at the minimum allowed by the IRS, MEC limit? Is the premium at or near the maximum funded level? Does the carrier have a track record of managing cap rates over time, not just a high rate today? Does the illustration show realistic crediting in the 6 to 8% range, not 10 or 12? Does your agent explain the loan mechanics and the arbitrage, or just show you the income line? If your agent cannot answer question one clearly, that is your answer. Frequently asked questions. Is a 401k really a tax time bomb? It can be. Every dollar in a traditional 401k is subject to ordinary income tax when withdrawn. If tax rates rise between now and your retirement, you deferred into a higher rate, not a lower one. The risk is real, and it grows with the size of your account and the uncertainty of future tax policy. How does an IUL avoid taxes in retirement? Growth inside a properly structured IUL is tax deferred, and income is taken as policy loans rather than withdrawals. Policy loans are not taxable income under current IRS rules. The cash value continues earning while the loan is outstanding, so you are pulling income without triggering a tax event. Is an IUL better than a Roth IRA? They solve different problems. A Roth IRA has income limits and annual contribution caps. An IUL has no income-based contribution limits and can hold significantly more. For high earners or business owners who max their Roth and still have liquidity to deploy, BankLite fills the gap the Roth cannot. What does buy term and invest the rest miss? It misses the tax drag on the invest the rest side. Index fund gains are taxable when you sell, and 401k distributions are taxable as ordinary income. Term insurance also expires, usually before you die, leaving no asset behind. The strategy works if tax rates stay low and you never need liquidity. That is a lot of assumptions. How do I know if an IUL is structured correctly? Ask one question. Is the death benefit set at the minimum the IRS allows for the premium going in? If the answer is no, or if your agent does not know, the policy is likely optimized for their commission, not your cash value. Minimum death benefit, maximum funding, and rate integrity over time are the three non-negotiables. If you want to see how this works with your actual numbers, a strategy call is the place to start. We run a side-by-side on your current tax picture and show you exactly what a properly structured policy would look like alongside what you already have. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.